Business and your money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. Maybe you missed this one. The energy company Luminant announcing it would close 3 coal-fired power plants and a coal mine, all in Texas, early next year. The town of Rockdale certainly got the message. Rockdale's about an hour east of the Texas capital city. Hundreds of people work at the Sandow power plant and the mine that feeds it. It's basically the town's industry. Well, now that the plant's shutting down, what happens to Rockdale? KUT Austin's Mose Bouchel has a story.
News that the plant was closing broke on Friday the 13th.
You would think you could put off till Monday to make that announcement. But that's how it went down.
That's Stephen Garza. He was an electrician at the plant. He and his wife were driving their son to school when a coworker called and told him.
I said, that was Tommy. He said they're going to close the plant down, you know.
Michael Morgan worked for a contractor at the plant. He also heard from a friend.
I was really in shock.
At first, he thought it was a joke.
Very difficult going home on Friday the 13th and telling my wife and kids that I was done.
All told, about 450 people are going to lose their jobs at the Rockdale coal plant and the nearby mine. That's not counting over 30 contracting companies that might also lay people off around this small Central Texas community.
I'm right off Main Street in downtown Rockdale, and it is really quiet here. I'm just about the only person on the street. The town is only about 5,600 people, so you can see how this could really hurt.
We're really nervous about the trickle-down effect.
Rebecca Vasquez runs a gun store on Main Street and heads the local Chamber of Commerce. She says everyone's bracing for the loss of business as workers stop spending. She's also surprised the closures came at all, considering the coal-friendly administration in the White House.
You know, when Trump ran for president, one of his key things was keeping the coal industry going. And I really feel like if he knew this was happening, he might do something about it.
The thing is, he's tried. The administration's slashed regulations and backed out of major environmental commitments that were harmful to coal power, including pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord and tearing up the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan. None of these moves helped save coal in Rockdale.
Kind of puts it in perspective, you know, that it's a real push.
Here's plant worker Stephen Garza again.
Guess we're going to swing towards natural gas generation to power the grid.
Actually met Garza at the local unemployment office. Staffer Julia Cardona says none of her clients there expect the coal jobs to come back.
It's just not very efficient to make electricity from coal. You know, we don't see any more rotary phones or even plan on them coming back. So I kind of look at that in the same way.
So the big question here is what jobs could replace the ones that are lost? At Lee's Landing Restaurant, City Council member Joyce Daly and her table mates are having stew. I'd just come in looking for lunch. There was Daly and Planning Commissioner Doug Williams at a corner table discussing the plant closure.
We're all talking about what's going to happen next.
How do you prepare for that?
I don't know that you can.
Daly says Milam County, where Rockdale is, put in an application to host the new Amazon headquarters. Most people here don't think they have a chance, but say it's a good way of promoting the community.
We'll take anything, yeah.
That's Lee Parsley, the Lee from Lee's Landing.
We do have a great deal to offer.
Including abundant land, water, and an hour's drive to fast-growing Austin.
If we can hold on long enough, Austin will be here.
Doug Williams again.
That's years down the road right now, so...
Then, as if on cue, Lee Parsley gestures to a man walking by.
He just moved from Austin.
He just moved from Austin, he says.
Oh, you just moved here from Austin?
Yes.
Actually, from New York by way of Austin.
Do you mind if I ask your name?
Anthony Fritz.
What brought you here?
Change of pace from New York City.
Oh, wow. How's it been for you?
Fantastic. It's the best place right here.
Back at the unemployment office, plant workers Stephen Garza and Michael Morgan agree. They're both from here. They say they want to find jobs nearby, but it's hard.
One thing I've noticed, though, is most of them are going to be lower-paying jobs than what we had here, and you're going to have to commute for them.
I will have to pick up and leave if it comes to that, but I don't want to. This is my home. I've got my family's here, and I don't want to leave.
The Sandow Coal Power Plant closes on January 11th. In Austin, I'm Mose Bouchel for the Texas Standard.